Let's come back to a minute. I think we left off talking a little bit about the Malbim on the last phrase here of Pasuk Beis. This Sarasa Yehegei Yomim V'Layla. So we saw that the Malbim explains again. This is not his Kiddush, that you find the Lashon Higayon referring sometimes to Machshava, sometimes to Dibur. So in Yehoshua, in Perek Aleph. So the Mitzudas here already comments that Vahagisa Pam to Shamish the Dibor, Kemo Ulashono Tehege, from later in Tillim, Upam to Shamish the Machshavo, Kemo Vahogus Libi, also from Tillim. So you find that the Lashon Higayon. Again, sometimes it's dibor, and Chazal you find that also. Let's say the mission in Sanhedrin, Hahoga es Hashem ba'osiyosa. It refers to some, not quite exactly what I'm trying, but somehow some kind of pronunciation of the Shem Yudke Vodke. Hahoga, to make sounds, to articulate. Hahoga es Hashem ba'osiyosa. So the Lashon Higayon, it's interesting that the Pam. It indicates it connotes dibur and sometimes it connotes machshava. So the Malbim, here comes the Malbim's chiddush that what sort of bridges these two meanings of higayon is that higayon always in both instances, in both manifestations, higayon includes being motzi, bringing forth. Sometimes bringing forth means in fact, analytically, when a person is maven davar mitoch davar, by deducing he's maven davar mitoch davar, that's hotza'a. But bringing forth also can mean that when the person articulates the thought that he has, a person articulates a thought, he's also being motzi. Now, based on that, so that then leads the Malbim to his understanding that when the Pasuk says, "Sarasa yega yomim v'layla," it means lomol amanas lasos. It means a machshava which is being motzi, a machshava which is deriving conclusions, which is generating applications, a machshava which is being motzi, because that's what's the connotation of higayon, and hence lil modam nas lasos. Emphasis, the Malbim already says the same here on this pasuk in Yeshua, and I don't know, everything the Malbim says is so incredibly meduyah. So the lashon pasuk is lo yomush sefer Torah zemi picha v'hagisa bo yomum v'layla. The Rav used to tell a story that once the Malbim was passing through wherever the Beis HaLevi, I don't remember if he said, I don't remember at that point where the Beis HaLevi was, where the Beis HaLevi was a Rav then. The Malbim was passing through. So the Beis HaLevi at that time had a little young daughter at home. So he told her to put on Big Day Shabbos. It wasn't Shabbos. Told her to put on Big Day Shabbos. And to take candles, because they were going out to be mekabel panim of the Malbim. Lo yomer sefer atorah zemipicha v'agisa v'yomem v'layla l'man tishmo lasos kachala kosuvo. So says the Malbim, v'agisa bo shiyachshov li'ayen tamid b'chelik iyuni ha'iyuni shevatara. The tachlis ha'iyun va'esa giyah bavo hamasa, which is the next phrase of l'man tishmo lasos. So here the Malbim sees confirmation for his havana in higayon, that the higayon results in the l'man tishmo lasos, which is exactly what our Malbim here is saying, that's l'man amnas lasos. Yitachin ma'od that, albeit here in the context of Parshanus, that the way the Malbim understands these psukim, again, albeit in the context of Parshanos, it positions him on a major question in halacha, very, very major question. The question is, for someone who's ro'i l'chach, very few people, so it's we're discussing it, but it's not halacha l'maisa for us. But for someone who's ro'i, say, to learn Chochmas HaMishpat, so how does the person allocate his time in terms of Talmud Torah? How much of the of Talmud Torah is nigla, is shas and poskim, and how much of it is ever chalkei Torah? So the Ramah in again, this is the Ramah. The Eimah Odom in Reshman Vav Dalit, in Yerodeya, the Ramah writes as follows. The Eimah Odom Lilmod Kiyam Mikra Mishnah Ugemar Vahaposkim HaMimshachim HaKarehim Uvazer Yipne HaOlam Hazeh VaHaOlam Hazeh Avalo Belimit Sh'or Chochmas Umikol Mokom Muta Lilmod Ba'akrai B'Sh'or Chochmas Ubilvad Shlo Yiyu Sifre Minim V'Zeu Nikra Ben HaKachom In Tiyol B'Pardes The aim of Adam the tile the paradise, right? La Akasha, Mile, Kreso, Bosso, Vayayan, who laid the Issa of the Heta, Virginia Hamitzvahs. The Loshan HaRamah is the Etzim Shita is clear. The Loshan HaRamah is the Shach and the Gong point out is very, very difficult. But let's first step by step here. Of a lovel limud shochachlo, so the Shach says, what does the Ramah have in mind? He on sifrei philosophim utchune v'chachmas hakabbalah, v'chayotze b'hem. Included within she'or chachmos, the Shach says, the Ramah means kabbalah as well. So it's clear that the Ramah is saying, even for a person who's ro'oi for that chachmah, his Iker Limud is still supposed to be in Nigla, in Shas and Boskim. Not just that for us, She'ein Onu Ru'uyim L'chach, that that's what we should be focused on. No, but even for someone who's Ru'uy L'chach. That's what, in the words of the Shach, is ein haloshon, ein lashon harav masukan, is the fact that when the Ramah says v'zel nikra ben hachacham and tiyul b'paradise, paradise doesn't include all she'or chochmos. So that's what's a little confusing here in the Ramah, and the Gaon has the same question on the Ramah. But that difficulty, notwithstanding, the Shach says it's clear that Al Koponim, the Ramah's opinion is that the Ikra Limud, even for someone who's Ra'oi L'Chochmas HaMistar, is Mikra Mishnah Gemara V'Haposkim HaMishachim Acharei. The Gaon is Masik and says that he doesn't think that he says Manavshach, if the She'or Chochmos that the Ramah is talking about include Kabbalah, then how can he say that it should only be Ba'akrai Ba'alma? Because ein l'cha kibol schar yosem yizeh, k'mo she'amru, da'va katan havayis l'avayi v'rava, So Manavshach, if he's not talking about Kabbalah, then he shouldn't be identifying with paradise, the Gaon says. If he is talking about Kabbalah, so then how can he be saying that it should only be the Akrai? So what emerges is that the Ramah, according to the Shach's Havana, is saying that the Iker his askus, even for someone who's Ro'wi L'chacham San Nistor, is supposed to be a Nigla. Whereas the Gaon is saying, if a person is Ro'wi L'chach, and Ro'wi L'chach is measured both in Yerushalayim and in terms of Milei Kreso Boso Vayayin, in terms of being a big Talmud Chacham in Nigla, and as the Shach famously quotes, that maybe that there was also a Gzeira that is measured chronologically in terms of age, not before age 40. So the Gaon clearly says that Misha Roy Lachach. No, he's not Osei Tokochmas HaNisla V'Akrai V'Alma. Because it's the, for Misha Roy Lachach, it's the highest level of Talmud Torah. Now, so what, if anything, are the implications of Aaron Malbim for this question? So based on, there's a difference in between the way the Malbim and the Perish and the Tfilos David and the way the Malbim and Bir HaMilos sets it up. So the way he says it here in Tfilos David, so let's just reread again. Al kein hisna kiyim besoros Hashem chefzo. V'hine shlemos hazem mischalik l'shnayim. Shlemos ha'inyan u'shlemos ha'masa. Shlemos ha'iyuni nikra taras Hashem. Taras Hashem in the sense of what the focus of the Torah is, right? As we saw yesterday. Kihi Torehu das Hashem udracha v'amitaso. Avo chelik zeh remains begeder cheftso. Avo chelik zeh lo yasigeho adem atachliso. Because Yidias Hashem is kilo yirani ho adam. Ufonai lo yeroo. It always remains a desire. It always remains an aspiration. Hagam, so the Malbim doesn't say anything here in the Iker Biur. It doesn't say anything about that we're talking about someone who's not Ro'wi to be venturing into the area of Torah, of Torah's Hashem. No, he's saying that it's part of Torah's Hashem is the Shara Chamishim, what the Ramban in the Hakdamah to the Perush of the Torah calls the Shara Chamishim, which is to understand it as Baruch. So no one can. It's always going to be Bechinas Cheftzo. So if we're talking even about a person who's Roy Lechach, and then the Torah says, "Uvisarasa yaga yomim v'layla." So then, that's mamish what the Ramah says, because if yomim v'layla clearly means that's going to be the primary focus of his learning. If you look in the Biur HaMilos, I don't know, it's a funny thing, but in the Biur HaMilos, it's a different. The Malbim sets it up differently. Ukefi Devarai, Bemasha Omar, Bisoroso, Medaba Mitora, Hamaasias, Hamuchadis Laodom, Lahagos Ba, Vladas Hamasa Vesdake Hoemuna. The Torah Hashem, I'm reading from the Biur HaMilos, around three lines under the Soros Hashem and the Soroso. The Torah Hashem, he had Torah Hatzvuna, so doseha v'ta'arumoseha, the hidden parts of Torah, the secrets of Torah. Shelo kol odom yehege bohem, she'ein mosim hasodos rak laharu'iyam lazeh, v'rak chevtza u'tshukasa eleha. So in the Bi'urei Amilos, so there's a crucial difference there, Rabbi Osai. In the Bi'urei Amilos, the way the Malvin says it is, that the reason Taras Hashem remains the Pinas Chetzo, something which is a desire, something which is an aspiration, as opposed to something which will ever be in hand, something which will ever be attained, is because very few people are Ru'uyim L'chach. And even the Ashrei Ho'ish that David HaMelech is depicting is not a person who's entirely royal. But the way he says in the Bi'urei Hamilos, so then there is no implication that the V'sarasa Yega Yomim V'Laila, that the primary disaskus of someone who would be Ro'uy La'osa Chochma would be in the Chelek HaNigla. You with me, Rav Osai? Unfortunately, today the sensitivity to what the Ramah writes, what everyone writes about paradise, whatever one thinks paradise is, that a person has to be milei basar kesev ayayin. Unfortunately, that sensitivity is not always present. And Zah Klal, Rav Osai, when we don't follow the guidelines, the progression that Chachmei Yisrael provide us, it's not only in quotation marks, it's not only that it's wrong that we're going against them, it's that it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's sort of Moshe Lamad Avadoma, if you're doing a home construction project. So you consult an expert in construction and he tells you what kind of foundation you're going to add a room to your house. You're adding a room onto your house. So he tells you what kind of foundation you need to put down and then how you can build up on the foundation. So, and you have a shortcut. So he said, it's too time-consuming, a little too expensive, especially time-consuming. The work is too hard to lay the kind of foundation that he wants. I'll do it my way. So it's not, the result is not only that it's a chutzpah or impolite that one is, you know, disregarding what a mumcha says. No, the room's going to collapse. The project is not going to work. The project is not going to work. The project can't work on many levels. It can't work on the level of all of Torah that requires tremendous yata d'shmaya, but nistah even more than nigla. Gal einai v'abida nefalas mitorah sefer. David HaMelech felt the need for a special yata d'shmaya money. David HaMelech knew how to learn very well. David HaMelech felt a special need, a need for special siyata d'shmaya. I don't. We can't expect siyata d'shmaya in doing things that we're not supposed to be doing. On another level, it can't succeed, and it doesn't succeed. It's true. Conceptually, it's also true empirically. It can't succeed, and it doesn't succeed also. Another reason is because knowing Nigla won't ensure that a person can understand what the Nisbah means. but it will prevent his erroneously interpreting the Nistar. He may still remain with the Torah Chiyurim, but he won't say wrong pshat in many cases, where if he's not anchored in, immersed in Nigla. To illustrate, if a person learns, the Rambam says, if we learn the Hagdam Perek Chelek and the Yud Gimel Krum once and we think we understood it, he said we're deluding ourselves. A person learns it many, many times, so then when he'll come across sources in Nistar, will he know what they mean? I don't know, but he'll know what they don't mean, and he won't, Rahman Litzlan, make very, very, very serious errors in interpretation. Whatever it means that the neshama is a chelik alok hamima, whatever it means that man the nafach midilei nafach, it's clear what it doesn't mean. Clear what it doesn't mean. It's not a piece of Hashem. Hashem doesn't have pieces, and there's no piece of Hashem in us. What does it mean? I don't know. But nigla doesn't necessarily tell you what it means, but that it prevents a terrible misunderstanding and distortion, and at least it tells us we know what it doesn't mean, because there are no contradictions between the nigla and nistar. There are layers. There's no contradiction. Your suit size reflects your dimensions. There's no contradiction between the two. They're layers. And it's remarkable that according to the Malvin here, in the Be'uri Amilos, that this Ashrei Ha'ish, he is not necessarily one of those who's Rory Lachach, and that's why it remains with Pinas Toras Hashem Chavtzo. Okay, just to begin the next pasuk. Reading Amin Hashem, I think the way we'll go about it, we're not going to read every line in the Malbim, because we won't. Every line is important to read, and it goes without saying, immeasurably worthwhile. So I hope whatever we don't read together inside, I hope you'll be mashlam. But just in terms of in the little bit of time that we have, we'll excerpt some of the lines from the Malbus Parish. So the metaphor for the Ashrei Ha'ish, for the individual who cultivates Shleimus HaNefesh, is the comparison is to a tree. Malm explains very beautifully, what's the difference, let's say, between a tree and a leaf? So a leaf sort of has its life cycle, and then it withers and it dries. It has no, as it were, individual staying power. It's part of a broader system. There are always leaves, but there's nothing. But each individual leaf sort of has its run and nothing left to it. Mashen Cain, the tree, it's the same apple tree year after year. Even in halacha, right? that's relevant to where we draw the line between what's a Bari Fira 8 and a Bari Fira Adama. A Bari Fira 8 is when it's a machlokes whether it has to be even above ground, but when the tree remains from year to year, so that's Bari Fira 8. Nashen Kebel, we made Bari Fira Adama on, there's certainly above ground, there's nothing that remains from year to year. So that's what the metaphor of the eights is, meaning that the Asher Ish is someone whose life results in Hisharus HaNefesh, in his personal immortality. Not just that he's part of humanity and Dor Holech V'Dor Bar. No, that would be the metaphor of a leaf. But he's compared to the eights. Lo ke'esav lo ke'tzitz asher rak mino yishmor v'hu tachliso ha'acharon v'chein hamon b'nei adam. Masses of people lo yasu me'uma le'kiyum isham. The way they live their lives does nothing to preserve or perpetuate their own existence. Rak le'kiyum minam. Okay, if they get married and have children, so then they sort of participate in humanity continuing. And they leave Yerusha. Ki'ilu ein lahem tachlis, rak kiyum hamit. Aval hu, this ish that David Amelch is depicting, donika eitz, asher milvad kiyumino, besides contributing to that, asher od yonu b'seva gam isho yiskayim. He as an individual, endures. V'yitein pri kodesh hiluvim, Torah u'naisin tovim li'yisharas nafsha. So the asher piryo yitein b'ito, what's the fruit that he produces? The fruit, again, reflective of the fact that there is an eitz, that something that endures. So what the nimshal is, the Torah of Meisim Tovim, which provide a person with Yisharus HaNefesh, with immortality, with mitzvahs. So here you have reflected, again, in the Malbim's Torah of Meisim Tovim. So for instance, if you take a look, Rambam has this in a few places. You take a look one place in Perek Tes of Hilchos Tshuva. So the Rambam writes that a person's chelek in Olam Haba is the gadol chachmaso v'gadol maso. There are two variables in a person's chelek in Olam Haba. In a person's zechi in Olam Haba, it's the gadol chachmaso v'gadol maso. That's what is reflected here in the Malbim as well. That the yitain pre kodesh hilulim, what's the pre? Torah, nice and tovim, but the hasharas nafsha. Okay, so we'll stop there for now.